Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Burrow Show. As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, that's not Zach. Why did you say something? You were supposed to let it ride, man.
I was thinking about it myself, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's not here. Filling in for Zach, we have Matt Sajak. What's going on, man? Not here. I can't believe I even got Ryan here.
Yeah, no.
I'm here.
Yeah, anyway, the other guy, Andrew.
he's here in, you know, physical form anyways. How's it going, Bro Bice?
I don't even know what that one is.
That was an obscure one. Yeah, Bo Bice, like that guy who came in 7th on American Idol like 5 seasons ago.
Why the fuck would I know that?
I don't, because he was kind of famous just for being a douchebag for a little while.
Like, right? Clay Aiken?
Pretty much. I thought Clay Aiken was famous for being gay, though, or something like that.
Or Sanjay. He was another good one.
Oh, that guy was really awful. But
Howard Stern like almost made win by promoting him through his show, which pissed off a lot of American Idol fans, but I thought it was hilarious.
I remember one time he got his audience to vote Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf to the top of the People Most Beautiful People list, and people refused to honor it. That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. Votes are votes.
Exactly.
Now, I swear, I don't know if he does this on purpose, but Ryan. I don't know why you insist on making me blow my top. There's three possibilities here. Either one, Ryan's a fucking moron. Two, he's a fucking asshole. Or three, he's an air whore. Maybe it's a little bit of all. I just don't know.
Air whore?
Yeah.
Now, I got the first two, but what's air whore?
I feel like you intentionally manipulate the course of the show off the air so that I give you airtime once the show begins. Because you want us to talk about you.
Why would I want you to talk about me?
Well, why did you say you couldn't come to the show tonight?
Well, okay, for the audience, I had said that I couldn't make
it. Just pretend you're talking to me, man. This is one-on-one, okay? Bros.
It's all for you. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk I thought to me. I couldn't make it because I was helping somebody else with something. But they
because
don't need me until 9 o'clock.
We've never done the show on a Wednesday before, huh?
Yeah, that's my point. That was my point exactly.
Well, I did text you in my defense and asked if we were doing the show yesterday.
So I'm going to throw it over to my man Andrew here and ask him. If you asked me, are we doing a show tomorrow night, and I didn't respond, wouldn't you still just assume we're doing the show?
I would certainly follow up at least to make sure.
You wouldn't make plans.
I wouldn't make plans and be like, oh, no response. Definitely not a show tomorrow.
Which is exactly what he did.
Right.
Well, that's about what I'd expect from Ryan. In my defense, there was a missing co-host tonight in Zach.
I will say I was confused on that as well. I believe Zach asked last week, hey, are we doing a show for spring break when a lot of our audience is not going to be here to hear it? And but you know, I got confirmation very quickly, and
it's funny though. Most of the people who watch the Ustream, like loyals, we have John Rhodes, my brother. They don't go to school. I honestly don't know any students who really listen to our show.
Oh, that figure. I don't know. So it feels a little strange to do a show during spring break. I believe most of the morning.
I know the whole thing annoyed me though, because it should annoy you too on some level, because it's like for us spring break doesn't fucking exist anymore.
I know.
So what difference does it make?
But you know, if I just don't want to go into work some days. I got vacation time. I don't need to go.
I wanted to rip everyone's fucking head off today who's ever been associated with the show, except for Andrew. Somehow he's the only guy who didn't give me a problem.
Zach had a good reason.
What was his reason? Going home to his parents over spring break, which he does every other fucking weekend anyway?
Actually, yeah. For spring break, going home to your parents is kind of lame.
Yeah. It's not that good of a reason. And plus, you guys remember, he didn't let us know until last week.
That was kind of bullshit.
He kind of forgot to tell us, like, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be here next week. Again, leaving you guys in the lurch. Sorry.
That's not going to create good stories for the show, going home to see your parents.
No, definitely not.
Unless your
not.
Parents are, like, fucking badass.
I always go out of my way to make good stories over my spring breaks. Last year, I went to Vegas. Year before that, I went to Dominican Republic. Year before that, I went to Padre Island.
You been to the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, I went to Punta Cana. It was a default vacation. I wasn't even supposed to go.
How was
Punta
that?
Punta Cana.
It was pretty sweet. I went to like an all-inclusive resort. It was really weird though. I went with my girlfriend and her sister, and their grandmother had just died. I mean, I'm talking like bodies still warm, and we jump on the plane to go on fucking to a tropical resort. And so every night they would just want to stay in. Oh, and Ashlyn's sister was pregnant at the time, which is also, so nobody ever wanted to go out and do anything. And they would sit in the room and watch Chopped, and I would go sit at the bar and drink by myself. Which was
like
actually
a fucking
pretty fun.
Awesome vacation.
Yeah, dude, I got to know the guy Juan at the bar like really well. I'd walk up and he's like, "Dirty Martini, my friend," and I'm like, "Yes." So I mean, that was fun.
Did he actually say it in the James Bond villain accent?
No, I don't even know what accent that was.
That's too bad.
It doesn't sound like there's a lot of tourists in the Dominican.
I've been there before.
Oh, it's a
nice place.
You've been there too?
Yeah.
The resorts are. Everywhere else is like third world madness, but in the actual resorts, it's nice as fuck.
Yeah, is that the one that's next door to Haiti? Because that place sucks.
Yeah, I think so.
It is. Yeah, Haiti was ass.
Any area that I was around that wasn't the airport or the resort, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, where the fuck am I? This is awful. Just made me feel guilty that I was going on vacation.
It's kind of like any place in Mexico that's not Acapulco.
Yep.
Or Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, I could really be killed out here.
Like, I went to Cancun, but even still, the ride of the airport, I was like, But nobody would fuck with people from the resort, even the worst criminals, because they know anything happens to the resorts and the whole place is fucked. It gives a lot of people a lot of jobs.
Yeah. I mean,
makes sense.
Yeah, you don't need to worry too much about being killed as a white person in Acapulco.
True.
But if you're just a shade too dark...
But being with my girlfriend and her pregnant sister didn't give me a lot of room for adventures. So, there was one night, though, I could have had a good adventure when I was sitting at that bar by myself. I'd always go to the main bar, like, in the lobby, because it was closest to our, whatever the fuck you call it, a villa, or, I don't know. Anyway.
I believe that's called Villa.
No, I don't think anyone says Villa. I think it's Villa.
What would Chiquita, how would Chiquita Banana pronounce it?
I don't know. She might say Villa. But anyway, this chick with a bunch of other friends, they're going to some nightclub that's, like, famous in Punta Cana. It's, like, one of the most popular nightclubs in the world. And they're like, yeah, there's a shuttle that goes over there from here to there, like, all night or whatever. Do you want to come with us? And I was like, yeah, I definitely can't do that. I had some excuse because I didn't want to admit I had a girlfriend, you know, because I wanted to pretend like I was a cool single guy. But I was like, yeah, no, I'm going on a scuba diving excursion in the morning, so I probably need my rest. But that probably would have been a good adventure.
That would have been a story, certainly.
I probably wouldn't have got laid, but something cool would have happened.
It's almost funnier if it goes badly.
We check and see if we're still good?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean... The point is to have an experience, not to necessarily have a good experience.
Exactly.
You know, being arrested sucked, but made a good story.
Don't you kind of wish you went to Cuernavaca as an adult rather than when you were really young?
Oh, fuck yes. I mean, dude, even if I'd gone there as a teenager, I don't know if I would have come back.
If you went there, would you go to if you had the opportunity, would you see a donkey show?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, it sounds disgusting, but
it really does.
I'd really like to see that.
For listeners who don't know, a donkey show is very prominent in smaller towns in Mexico, like Cuernavaca or what's the other one I'm thinking of? The big one.
Know. Fucking Ciudad Juarez, I don't know.
No.
Guanajuato.
Cuernavaca.
Okay.
Is that... Wait, where's the place
That's
you
That's actually how you pronounce it. It's outside of Mexico City.
I can't think of the other fucking one. Anyway, you go and it's basically a show. A girl voluntarily lets herself be fucked by a horse, right?
I mean, it's a donkey, hence the name Donkey Show.
Okay, a donkey. Whatever. You're missing the point, Andrew. It's a fucking animal banging a chick.
Well, I understand that.
I think some of them are horses, though.
I've always,
I don't know if they still call it the same name, but they still had that.
I don't know if you've read about Kenneth Pinion. He's this dude in Washington who somehow got a stallion to fuck him, and sure enough, he died. So I don't know if that's true. I've always heard it was a dude fucking a horse, rather than the other way around.
It's always a chick getting fucked.
Why would anyone watch a dude fucking a horse?
Yeah, it's a chick getting fucked. Because, I mean, being fucked in the ass by a horse, that's very dangerous. That could fucking kill you.
Yeah, I'm very pretty sure the human intestine is not meant to have like 10 inches of horse cock rammed in there.
Yeah, well, I think a female is ready to, you know, can resist some plowage.
Oh, well.
How big is a donkey dick in comparison to a horse cock? Is
I
it
imagine
the same?
It's roughly the same size.
I mean, I would think so. I mean,
yeah, you saw it in the Jackass movie. That thing, it's nothing, something to play around with, certainly.
Oh, you mean when they
do the artificial insemination thing? That was pretty badass.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I mean, do you have any evidence that this actually goes down? I've always
This is definitely
like
real.
I'm
going to
search
on
X videos and see if anything pulls up.
I think
Actually, it's illegal.
Yeah, I don't think you could have it online. Yeah. I'm sure you could find it on, what was that shit that, of course, only Corey would fucking know about? What did he call it?
Oh, Tor or Darknet or something like that?
Yeah, it was like some random underground channel of internet that most people can't access where all kinds of fucked up stuff happens.
But you can buy drugs on there.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, I could go for some Vicodins or something.
Yeah, order yourself like 5 keys of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's delivered straight to your front door by
Maybe
Corey.
We get a ball right now.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? You want to blast off?
Make a good show.
It would make a good show. There was a name for it. I just don't remember what the fuck it was called.
I know Silk Road is the one where you can buy drugs. But
it was the something internet. He had a... Ryan, can you do me a favor? I promise I'm not trying to bust your balls. Can you please fix the blinds on the door? It's really bothering me. When you came in to get your chair, the blinds got fucking crooked.
Wow.
What difference does that make to the show, though?
It catches my eye and it's distracting me from being a good host.
I think you're doing a great job so far.
You want me to do it myself? I can't conduct a show like this. I can't. Not in these conditions.
Anything for you, buddy.
Thank you.
So, man, what's your opinion of chicks with huge asses?
I love that.
That's cool. Really?
What? Oh, you're one of those people who's not a fan of atomic ass, are you?
Define atomic ass for me.
A very large, bubbly ass.
Well, the
onion status. 40 inches or more.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like if you're doing a circumference from the waist to the very edge of the ass, 40 inches. There's a website called 40 Inch Plus, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not surprised. There's
I think I caught a couple of their free vids through Pornhub or one of those. You know, one of the classics.
I'm just surprised that's possible, you know?
What? Huge asses that can huge?
Be that big.
Well, people have fake asses the same way there's fake tits in porn.
Fake asses. But I don't think most of them I'm talking about are fake.
No, like, probably not. But it does happen.
It's crazy.
There's ass implants out there. And you know what I think about that? I think it's awesome. Why did you bring that up anyway?
I was trying to search for something on Facebook. This indicates to me that I look at way too much porn because now it started actually suggesting porn star pages for me to like, which I feel very uncomfortable about that. But there's this one chick who I wanted to bring up. She's a white girl, not physically unattractive, but what she's famous for is her ass is absolutely friggin' enormous. And I wanted to point this out to you guys.
What's her name? My brother has to have heard of this chick, right?
Briella Bounce. And I'm going to go ahead and
show you her
Facebook profile picture.
Yeah, let me take a look. Now, what Andrew is showing me is a Facebook picture that is just her ass. And I have to say, being a huge fan of huge asses, this is not sexy to me. That just does not look good. That's just a mess.
It's so big that it's actually kind of like cellulite-ridden and hanging like way out of the shorts.
No, it's cottage cheese in Crater City, man. Also, it looks like the asteroid where Han Solo lands in Empire.
Also, it says she's an actor slash director.
A worm creature is going to come out of that or something, it feels like. Who knows what the fuck could be living in there.
Indeed. And on her information for Facebook, it says 5'7 and 141 pounds, which that sounds certainly a bit on the heavy side to me.
Although that ass itself probably weighs 30 lbs. She may be really tiny. Does it say how tall she is?
5'7".
5'7"?
So a little bit shorter.
5'7 is pretty tall for a chick, too.
Yeah, it's like 3 inches shorter than you and me, and I don't think I'm that tall.
It's tall for a chick, though, man. I don't know what the... Ryan, look up. What's the average height of a woman?
It's probably like 5'5".
That's what I would think. Huh. I would think the 5'7 was on the taller side.
Well...
How'd you find out about this? Why did they suggest it to you anyway if you don't like huge ass?
I don't know. It suggested her, Julia Bond, a couple other broads.
So what is your thing, man? You like huge cans?
I don't really have a preference per se. It's just whatever I'm feeling that day, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Thank you, Ryan, for fixing the blinds.
I looked up a couple chicks with short hair last week, and that was pretty quality.
See, that's something I could never get into.
Really? Don't like the kind of pixie-ish haircut?
No, I hate it.
I think that's pretty funny.
I hate any short haircut on a chick. I don't know why. It's just really off-putting to me. I can't think of a single time I ever thought a girl was sexy with a short haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
How short?
I'm thinking like neck length. I mean, shorter than that.
Oh, no, I can do that. Down to here?
But like chin length, perhaps?
I could still make that happen.
But like Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta, you wouldn't hit it?
No. Nor like any hairstyle Halle Berry's ever had.
Not even as Jinx in the worst James Bond movie ever?
Okay, I think she actually was. Her hairstyle was kind of hot in Monsters Ball.
You know, she actually looked pretty good in that
movie. She looked pretty awesome in that movie.
Wanted to look good for Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, and then for some reason they slap her with an Oscar for being pounded by Billy Bob Thornton. I really don't think she ever had any kind of Oscar-worthy performance.
That movie was okay.
That's the biggest bullshit since fucking Marissa Tomei winning.
She didn't go on to do much, did she?
No, that was such a nothing role. I just don't even get why she won. That's almost as ridiculous. I wanted to talk about this since the Oscars just happened recently. Like, unbelievably ridiculous Oscar wins. And I would think Marissa Tomei falls in. What I think is ultimate the worst of all time is fucking Shakespeare in Love winning over Saving Private Ryan.
That's possibly the
greatest war film of all time. How does that not win Best Picture?
The Artist won Best Picture.
Yeah.
But that was a weak fucking field. Like, who was going to win
over that? I actually didn't think there was anything really that good that year.
Maybe. Did you know that Anthony Hopkins only had 16 minutes of screen time in Silence of the Lambs, but he still won Best Actor?
Wow, that is just fucking fascinating, man. Thank you for bringing that up.
16 minutes, really?
Who gives a shit?
He still won Best Actor?
I would still say he deserved it.
Yeah, it's on screen like 20% of the time. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
That's okay. Not 20%. Not even close.
Why don't you look up how long Silence of the Lambs is? Meanwhile, Kevin and I will have an interesting conversation.
I would actually be curious to know an actor who won an Academy Award with the least amount of screen time
ever. That's the record.
That is the record?
That's the record.
You're talking for anything. Supporting actor, actress, actor.
Broad from Shakespeare in Love, who played the Queen, won with like 5 minutes of screen time.
See, that's what I was wondering. He probably won for actor with shortest amount of screen time. But he still was a supporting actor in that movie, right? Or was he considered a lead?
I'd say he was certainly the male lead.
See, 16 minutes and being a lead is, he's kind of got, is
See,
kind
fuck
of
you, Andrew. This is very interesting.
No, it's not. I feel embarrassed.
Don't hold back to goof on him, though. Don't let this deter
you. It's only interesting because I'm giving you shit. Otherwise, it's just two jerk-offs talking about movies.
No, it's a record. 16 minutes. The movie's at least an hour and a half.
The fact is, we need this guy this week. Do you think you and I could take care of the show?
Yeah, I could have given it a shot.
I absolutely
Kevin,
would have done
do you
it.
Think my.
I think you need to talk closer to the microphone. You're always looking at me. Look at the mic.
Do you think it was interesting?
He still just sits there and doesn't. Do I think what was interesting? that factoid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It wasn't necessarily worth throwing in at that time.
Exactly.
Maybe. I wanted to continue talking about ridiculous Oscar wins.
Who do you think was eliminated the fastest in the WWE Royal Rumble this year?
Okay, I just don't get that.
Was it Tatanka or The Undertaker or Bam Bigelow?
Dallas Buyers Club win for best makeup?
Who fucking knows?
Because I saw something in there that it was that movie's budget for makeup was like $300 or something, and the fact that it won was pretty
crazy. Like, who won for best editing? Yeah, who the fuck knows? What does that even mean? Best sound effects.
There's tons. See, that I actually do know what it means. There's tons of them, though, that I really don't know what they mean. You know what? I can honestly say, though, I didn't see a single Best Picture nominee this year.
I haven't seen any of them.
Not a single one?
Actually, I really wanted to go fucking see 12 Years a Slave last weekend.
Oh, my God. That's like the last one I want to see.
Well, I saw it yesterday.
Why the fuck would you want to see that?
That sounded okay.
I watched it yesterday. It's okay.
Did you see Gravity?
No.
Did you see Dallas Buyers?
No.
Yeah, me either. Did you see American Hustle?
Yes.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
You saw Wolf of Wall Street.
American Hustle sucks. Wolf of Wall Street's good.
Does it have a lot of coke? Boobs?
Yeah, is there banging in it?
There's banging everywhere.
Are there scenes where Leonardo DiCaprio acts like a total asshole?
Anything you can think of, it's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Big shootout at the end?
There's no shootout.
Atomic ass?
Debatably.
Donkey show?
No.
I still haven't got to anything on my list.
There's a lot of
this
things
week.
That actually weren't in that movie.
Shut up, Andrew.
Fuck you!
I scratched my fucking phone, by the way. I'm sorry. It's been really distracting me all week. I wanted to fix it, get it polished out, but apparently when you do that, it rubs off this coating that Apple puts on there to make your finger move smoothly across the screen. But as soon as I buff it out, I'm going to put a screen protector on it anyway. Something, I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's a brand new phone, man. I don't want to have a fucking scratch.
No, that was almost as good as Ryan's comment about the 16
minutes. No, okay, this is, I'm the host. I can share things that are not necessarily pertinent about my personal life, and it's acceptable.
Well, I'd like to talk about your personal life, Kevin. There's been some interesting...
What, you don't want to talk about my scratched iPhone? It's a brand new fucking iPhone 5S.
Okay, share everything you've got to share about that.
No, it's good. I mean, you can't really tell unless it's in certain light, but if you run your fingernail against it, you can kind of feel, and this is a problem I have to take care of. I just can't live with it. I couldn't stand the fucking blinds being like that. You think I can live with a big scratch on my phone?
No, I can't imagine that.
All right. Well, I'm moving, by the way. I didn't want to tell you guys until we got the show started.
Okay.
Is that something interesting about my personal life, Andrew?
Yes,
is that up to snuff?
I'm curious to hear this. That's great. Where are you moving to, Kevin?
Don't hit the mic.
I'm sorry.
Watch your body language there.
Okay.
And you talking to the mic when you're going to speak.
Yes, sir.
He's the only guy I know in the entire history of radio who ever did that.
Can we wax your beard?
Look, man.
You're still doing
it. Look, I'm in a new seat, okay? I'm getting used to it.
The principle applies wherever you're sitting.
All right, you're right. You're totally right.
Oh, John, I think, was trying to call in, but he accidentally FaceTimed me.
Oh.
Yeah, moving close to where I work, in Dallas.
Now, where exactly do you work in Dallas?
Near the Galleria. You know, the Galleria is at, like, Alpha in the tollway, pretty much, and I work at Spring Valley in the tollway.
Okay.
So just a couple exits away.
That's cool. Can do some shopping. You know, probably walk to the Galleria.
My apartment, obviously, will be a little smaller than what I'm used to now. This place is like 730 square feet. My new place is 625 square feet.
They really have like... I thought all the apartments next to the Galleria were like pretty fucking nice, though.
It's a nice place. It's not that close to the Galleria.
No.
It's 4 miles away from where I work. It's off... It's in like Midway, if you know where that is.
That's cool. So you're going to ride your bike to work?
No.
You're going to walk?
It's 4 miles, man. Fuck
that
shit.
Don't you care about the fucking environment?
Not really.
Douchebag.
It's the only place I went to that I really thought it actually looked nice and was somewhere I could live where the rent wasn't really ridiculous. It's only $685 a month. I can live with that. It's way cheaper than what I pay for here.
That's not bad.
There were places that had efficiencies you could get for like $450, but there it is really, really, really cramped. There's no way I could ever do a show there.
I would totally live in an efficiency apartment if I could, man.
Yeah, I know you would. Aren't you moving to that area?
Mm-hmm. Not that area, really. Probably Addison.
Okay, but you'll still come to the show?
Yeah, of course.
Because where I work now, or where I'm going to live in, let's see, we got about 9 weeks till I move. It'll be pretty much the same distance for you to drive, right?
Yeah, really won't make much difference. This kid will be fucked. So will Zach.
Will you still make the drive?
We'll talk about it.
Nobody cares. See, Zach, I feel like, will probably still make the drive.
I don't know. Remember, this is the guy who quit his job because he had to wake up at 5 o'clock like once a week. So...
yeah, that's a good point. What about Ryan, though, man? You know, because I was on Ryan earlier and I moved away from it, but I just want to let you guys know. He sent me a message talking about stepping up his game. He really wanted to. And now it's been a week, so I want to know, what have you done for us lately?
I've done so much, Kevin.
He's the one who came to me with this. Like, he's the one who messaged me and told me he was going to do a bunch of stuff.
To his credit, he did man up and try and set up the Ustream, which, I mean, I couldn't have done that. Well, it's not that I couldn't have, I wouldn't have, but that was something. He didn't bring the computer.
Give it time. He doesn't have a computer with a webcam.
Give it time. Give it time. Okay.
All right, man. You better hurry up. You're on probation status.
I asked you.
And that's not me saying it. This is coming from the listeners. People are getting sick of your bullshit.
For certain things.
Wait, you asked me for what?
I asked you for certain things.
Yeah, I gave you all the credentials you should need.
Except for a couple.
Like what?
Anyway, it's not important right now. But
I think it is kind of important right now. It's what we're talking about.
I mean, I just always have the question, what would you like me to do better? And you can't tell me.
I'd like you to participate in the show.
You know what? If you honestly, like, that was a legitimate concern of yours, you could go back and listen to hours and hours of tape of listening to me tell you, ask you to do countless things that just never happened.
I looked up the average height of American female, by the way.
And what was it? John, quit FaceTiming me. I can't answer that on the show.
It's 5.38.
5.38.
Is that 5'3"?
5'3.8".
Okay. Well, that's pretty fucking short.
Yeah, I would have figured it would have been taller than that.
Hold on, I thought it would translate from my phone. Maybe it has to do with the crack in my screen. I don't know. Hold on, John's calling. But then I want to actually check. I had some funny messages from some listeners on Ryan that were unprompted by me this week, by the way. So hold on, let me call John back. He probably just wants to say...
wouldn't be surprised.
I wish he would let it ring for a little bit. Maybe he hung up. I don't know. I hate having to actually call people back myself.
Hey, speaking of having Ryan do stuff, why don't you have him fix the poo stream so we can hear you?
What, you can't fucking hear us on Ustream?
And it's, like, really quiet.
It's because it's not coming out of the fucking USB mic. Check the input in the control panel. Yeah, we're going to try to fix it. Ryan's on it,
man.
Quiet as a mouse fart. He's going to take care of it.
Yeah, well, if I hear so much as a mouse fart... you're all going to be in the infirmary.
Where the fat fuck? Barrel of monkey spunk.
Did a Shawshank quote come from?
I don't know. I just worked it in there.
All right. Well, I appreciate you letting us know about the Ustream. Is that all?
Yeah. And nobody cares about your phone screen.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You're right. The 25 seconds I talked about it were just horrendous. Ryan hasn't said 25 seconds worth of interesting stuff in 25 episodes.
Ask him if he liked the Anthony Hopkins.
Did you like the Anthony Hopkins thing? Or did you
no,
think
that
he was
that.
Interrupting? Well, you can listen to the playback later.
But American Hustle was better than Wolf on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah?
No way.
Yeah. There's a lot of sex in Wolf on Wall Street.
All right, well, I really want to talk about Tinder, but I think I'm going to wait till we get back from the break.
Yeah,
all right,
bye.
All right, bye. AJ,
what'd you say to do?
I want to put it to check the audio.
How?
Oh my God! You really think I can walk you through this right now? just forget it.
We'll be back.
We'll fix it at the break. We'll fix it at the break.
Just I never heard Jason come on Lex and Terry and say, "Hey, how do I run the board?"
Yeah, but this
I definitely never gone
show.
In and like asked Russ Martin, been like, "Hey, how do I do this?"
Just throw me out there in the fire.
It was kind of weird.
You're the producer. It's your fucking job.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It is a good point, but
how many times do we have to make this point? Hold on, I'm gonna read the camera thing. It was funny. Alright, calm down. Hold your water for a second.
I'm doing a bad job. I understand.
Okay, you say that, but what are you gonna do about it?
Learn more stuff.
That's good. I expect you to come back next week and actually produce something besides bad radio.
Ooh, are we actually going to have a full crew this week? That reminds me, Zach was on my shit list too, man. This is two in 3 weeks that he left us hanging on. I mean, if school and spring break are too much for you to handle doing the show also, then, you know, maybe you should let me know ahead of time.
I think it's time to talk replacements.
All right.
Fair enough. What did your listeners say?
I really wasn't directing that.
What about you?
Yeah.
Oh, Cameron was telling me good show last week, and he just said good show, and I was like, it was good? Like, a lot of people said it was great. He said, yeah, it was pretty good. Just can that Ryan dude. He's getting really old. And then I said, damn, three of our listeners messaged us saying they thought the show was great. All people who listened live, though. And he said, no, I agree. It was a good show. And then he said, but Ryan, hold on. Ryan annoys me on the show kind of a notch. Oh, kind of a bitch. That's what he said. He annoys me on the show. He's kind of a bitch. And then I said, do you mind if I share that with him on the next show? And he responded, not one bit.
Who is this?
Cameron. He's been a listener from the very beginning.
And now your rebuttal, Ryan.
Yes. I respect your opinion, Cameron.
Do you actually respect anyone's opinion?
Yes, of course I do.
No, he doesn't.
Why wouldn't I?
He's lying.
Why did
he took
say
these
that?
Opinions to heart, then he would have changed a long time ago. It's just not true.
It's still funny, though. And I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you used to listen to the show back in the day, and you know it's still better than Melissa.
I'm not going to rag on her anymore.
But come on, it's
I feel
true.
Like I've said, yes, it's a better show now, certainly. But
even Ryan being a wallflower is definitely much better than him interrupting me to tell some god-awful, long-winded, boring story.
To your credit, yeah, we can tell you, hey, shut the hell up and not really worry about it. And you'll probably shut the hell up.
Yeah, I like that. The fact that he has a thick skin is a very, very hard thing to come by.
Look,
that's
I'm
what
not...
I like. Zach doesn't even have a thick skin. The couple of times I prodded with him, he got defensive.
He does. He gets offended easily. Yeah. Like I said, time to talk replacement.
He doesn't get as much offended at y'all during the show as he does at me, I think, though. Because he expects me never to give him shit.
I feel like I get under his skin pretty easily.
You'll get under his skin, but he'll take it out on me.
Well, but that doesn't really affect me, so I'm cool.
Yeah, either way, I'm kind of annoyed that he's not here this week, and I'll go ahead and say it.
I'll say I'm annoyed. Man, my ankles are starting to break from carrying your weight, Zach.
Ooh. You know, I did feel today, though, a little bit that Andrew's the only guy I can fucking rely on. Of course, last night, Sajak told me he'll probably be able to make it.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what Sajak says every week, even when he's in, like, British fucking Columbia. Like, oh, I think my flight's leaving at, like, noon.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah, no, never to bank on that. But he did pull through that one week. And he did, you know, he came in. But I thought it was weird trying to adjust to a different fucking co-host.
I felt like it went all right. Certainly better than, well... You know what? This show has been fucking fantastic. I love it. This is my new favorite show.
What the fuck's been wrong with this show?
No, everything's cool with this show.
I thought this was a fine show.
I like it.
Time's gone by fast. We're already at 28 minutes. You didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We better call it.
Shut up.
Pro War ahead.
No, I'm excited to talk about the Tinder thing when we get back.
No?
Besides, you've been wanting to open up that can of worms about me and my personal life, so maybe here's your big chance, Andrew.
This is... Kevin, this is your chance, actually.
Your big fucking moment.
You have these stories. I haven't really, I don't really know what's going on with that yet, so I'm looking forward to you sharing this part of your life with us and enlightening the audience. And
what, the truth behind my
fucking radio?
My sordid dating life? Is that what you want to hear about?
Yes. I think that's what our audience wants to hear as well.
You really think so? What do you think, Ryan?
No, let's just do this shit.
I honestly feel like he hasn't even been paying attention to us the last minute.
He did just kind of stare off into space with a blank expression.
I wasn't looking at anything. I want to create some sort of a device that forces him to be at least like 6 inches from the mic at all time.
Maybe we can dock.
I want to make him wear it, you know what I mean? Like something that sticks out in front of him. Like the way like a musician has a harmonica, like Neil Young, you know, has a harmonica that sticks out in front of him while he plays guitar. I want your microphone to be like that. So if I get a new microphone, you have to wear it like that.
Can you get a headset mic?
I may even use the same apparatus.
I would feel way more connected.
Dude, a headset mic's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because the reason you don't feel connected is because of the microphone, Ryan. That's
yeah.
it. Not your lack of participation.
You gotta get intimate with the fucking microphone, man. You gotta lean in. You gotta talk it. You gotta talk into it. You gotta love it.
It is a nice
Look
microphone.
At how fucking close I talk to the microphone. And I talk nice loud. Yeah, Look man. At where you're sitting from the microphone.
He's
and you're fucking Mumbles McGee.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah, it is very true.
I love you, man.
We got a lot more to get to after this, guys. I'm gonna talk about Tinder. There's a lot of stuff to talk about up next. By the way, that reminds me, he was really bugging me last night, and I sent him a message fucking around. You know, it's a quote from a movie. I said, are you a Mexican or a Mexican? And he responds, I'm a wasp. What the fuck?
Wow.
Like, I don't even know what to do with that.
He could have said, like, I'm an American or something like that.
Yeah, but, you got a few minutes to think about it.
But no, that's not what I would expect.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll be right back on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to The Status Bro Show. We're finished with our very short break. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with
Andrew Douchegren.
And our producer,
Other Douche.
He still sits all the way back.
And he still stole my joke. So, good job.
God. You know what? Sometime...
I thought I was speaking loud enough.
You know what? I think I need... I'm going to do a little demonstration for people who are listening, maybe who can see us on Ustream. Look, go ahead and get out of your seat for a second, okay? Just stand up. I'm going to show people this. Now look, I'm going to sit in Ryan's exact same spot where he always sits, and I'm going to speak in a normal volume. Now move out of the way, except I'm going to do it properly. This is how you talk on a radio show. I'm going to guess that when you listen back to this later, the sound quality is exponentially better than when Ryan was sitting in this exact same seat. Would you agree, Andrew?
I don't know what you mean, Kevin.
First of all, you guys got your arm too...
There. I like the arm where it is. You know, do what you want with your microphone. I like this one where it's at.
All right, fine. If you think that you're, you know. You're not the problem. You're not the problem. Okay, sit down. You see that?
Okay, in my defense, I did move the chair when I got up, so there's that.
But what the fuck difference does that make?
It was a lot easier for you, but I had my chair wrong. The sun will rise
tomorrow morning.
Anyway.
You can position your chair however you like, Ryan.
Right. It was That's my your mistake prerogative. To position it the wrong way the first time. But anyway, let's go.
Okay. Well, see, doesn't it feel better now? Don't you kind of feel more like you're broadcasting?
That is a nice microphone.
Don't you feel not like you're on the outer rim of the broadcasting territory now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm fully engaged.
Good, good. That's what I was going for, so I'm glad. Now, hold on. I'm trying to read over some of the messages we got during the break.
We got a lot.
We did, man. John Rhodes sent us several. He definitely said it's been a great show, and we should harp on you the rest of the show. But I think we've had enough of that.
Of course.
That.
I mean, it was good radio.
It's fun to do it, but we just never get anywhere.
It's like talking to a glass of water.
Yeah, it is pretty good. And then during the break, you were joking about talking about replacements, joking about Zach. And I was saying, oh, there's no way I can do it without him. And he said, hell no, no one can replace the number one wingman. I have to agree. Zach's been with me from the very beginning. So
you don't get to proclaim yourself the number one wingman.
Zach is the number one wingman.
But you don't get to say that about yourself.
John said that. Oh. John Rhodes said that, not Zach.
Well, who the fuck is John Rhodes? How do you know this guy?
This guy listens and messages us every fucking week. Yes, but
apparently
man.
He has your phone number.
No, he's messaging me through the bro show.
Oh, so this is just some guy who started listening to the show and is such a fan that he messages us during.
No, I know him from way back in the day.
Okay,
but yeah, he just I guess he caught wind of it and listened to us, and I really appreciate that. I mean, I honestly hadn't spoken to the guy in a decade probably, and he caught wind of our show and listened to it. I mean, how badass is that?
Can he get me out of a speeding ticket?
I don't know, man. Maybe he would help me, not you.
Can he give me some
John? Don't ever help Andrew. Oh, yeah. In fact,
can
I still got
his gun?
My schedule's been so fucked lately, I still want to do that ride-along thing, though. I'm totally on board with that. Probably I think it'll should. Be a good story for the show, especially if I get shot or something. What if a homeless guy spits in my face? That might be a cool story.
Oh, yeah.
You guys would like it.
Only if you throw something in your face, it's probably not going to be spit, man.
What would it be, Andrew?
Cum.
How would a homeless guy throw cum in my face?
It happened in Silence of the Lambs.
He'd just be ready to bust a nut when he runs up on me and fucking...
Okay, you remember fires one off right on my... That dude in the mental hospital apparently jerks off really quickly and then throws it on Jodie Foster's face. It could happen to you, too.
I actually don't remember that. I've seen that movie a bunch of times.
Yes, he did influence me.
I influenced you.
Now I'm thinking about fucking Silence of the Lambs. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That was so interesting what I said.
No, it wasn't. It was awful.
Dude, it was awesome.
No, he's never going
to
let this go, is he?
He didn't even want to talk about Silence of the Lambs. He wanted to talk about how much screen time Anthony Hopkins had.
But Anthony Hopkins did win an Oscar for the role, and we were talking Oscars. So a little bit of his defense. I just can't believe he said he was getting honorary. It does. Seriously, after all the stuff we've been through.
First of all, you just threw me on the bus. You didn't even back me up when I said it. Even though you may have thought that was a good comment.
Well, yeah, because I wasn't able to look at it objectively in the time, Ryan. You see, I have to effectively govern and keep the show in a momentum. You see, this pace... That's the way the show is supposed to move. When you jump in with a comment like that that doesn't have to do with what we were talking about specifically, it slows it down to this.
I interpreted it did.
It didn't.
Sorry, I can't talk.
I was able to spin it around to where it was something we could talk about. Now, traditionally, the way a show would work is if a producer had a thought like that, you would write it down and hand me a note.
Oh, is that how it works?
That is how it would work, yeah.
I need to write more notes.
Ideally. Yes, you can absolutely write notes. And then if it's something that you brought up and you give me a note and I like it and I talk about it, I will bring you in, I promise. Dude, the burps have been great this show. I can't wait to listen back. Everybody's really been rocking it tonight.
Yeah, well, maybe him, not me.
I mean, I had like a can of spaghetti and some grapes for dinner, and man, those farts over on the way over here were just fucking nuclear. Now the burps are kicking in.
I haven't eaten today yet.
Grapes?
By the way, the text that Andrew sends me, I'm going to start taking screenshots. I wanted to have a whole collection to read, but I didn't plan this one outright. But he sends me stuff that I never acknowledge it. I don't know why he keeps doing it.
Because I know you read it.
Of course I read it. Hold on a second. I want to go back and find your most recent one because you send me these a lot. He'll send me something random that's like, man, just took the most horrendous shit ever. The smell is so bad I almost barfed or something. And I'm like, why the fuck did you need to tell me that? Or I popped an enormous zit on my ass today, squirted it, hit the mirror or something. And
I said I popped a big ass zit on the side of my nose and it felt like there was more juice in it afterwards than before I popped it.
And I've never had that sensation, so I had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
It's one of those ones where you pop it and it's good that you popped it, but it kind of like swells up afterwards, but it's better now. So.
Damn it, I really wanted to read your text word for word, but apparently we text each other so much that I can't even go back far enough to find the fucking thing.
I don't really think we actually text that much. It's maybe like 3 or 4 a day. I'm sure you didn't delete it.
You say some inappropriate shit in here. Just in general, not about that.
Okay, some of those I probably actually don't want you to read.
So. Yeah, there's some racial nomenclatures in here that...
Dude, that is not cool. I don't want to be a politician around. Someday.
Talking about... Yeah, okay. well, why don't we talk about Tinder then?
Let's talk about Tinder.
I would love to talk about Tinder.
All right, I still haven't met anybody off there. I'm supposed to this Friday, but what has your experience been?
Are you serious? You started it before me, and I've actually pulled the trigger on this before you ever did?
You started like 5 days before I did, or after I did.
I started on Sunday, and you told us about it on the show on Wednesday before that.
But so I downloaded it like that Monday.
You had just started using it?
Yes.
So almost a week you had on me.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're better at Tinder than me? Is that what you want
to
hear?
I don't think it's really cool to be good at Tinder.
Okay. So where are we
but yeah, I'm still better at Tinder than I'm better than everything at AJ. I'm kidding. That just sounded asinine. Seriously, I'll beat you
except
anything.
Finding a job that pays the bills.
Ooh. I should get a sexy job.
Oh, really? A job
like
that pays at all, actually.
Oh, I'll bleep it out. I'm sorry I said it. I'll bleep it out. I promise.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Except for our Ustream viewers.
Oh, my mom and John Rhodes?
Your mom is listening to this?
Yeah, she's been messaging me, and I feel like it's throwing off my game. Ah, no, I'm kidding, Mom. You can keep watching. I don't care.
Hi, Mrs. Evelyn.
My mom knew you worked there anyway. Hey, don't let me forget that, though, because it's been a really long time since I had to bleep anything out.
Okay.
I don't even remember the last time we did that. I think it was the same thing. I think you had me bleep out that.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, it's no problem. Topic, so I'm not going to say where I work. Okay, talk about the Tinder. Do it like you did last week. Tell us again what it's about.
Well, it allows you to browse the pictures of people within a designated geographic radius. If you like the picture, you swipe right, and it saves that information. If you don't, you swipe left, and they're disappeared from your Tinder feed, I suppose you'd call it.
A thing I was a little confused about at first with this concept is I thought that if you swiped in the favorable direction, it would send them some kind of a notification that said this person liked your thing.
I was thrown off a bit by that as well.
But it's not.
But actually, I like that because that way...
It keeps it totally random. So not some girl doesn't get some inflated ego that like 2,500 people like their thing. It's only if you match up that like if you like a girl's picture and then randomly she's swiping through thousands of pictures and comes across yours and likes it as well, then you two are matched together.
Yeah.
But apparently there's thousands and thousands of women out there because I've swiped through hundreds of these pictures already, I can tell you. So
I was surprised at the number of users, certainly.
Yeah, me too. You never run out.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it.
It never ends. You could swipe through pictures of chicks forever. And I made the analogy, and Andrew said it was apropos, that it's the equivalent of sitting somewhere at the mall like or the airport where you're just when you're bored and you're people watching and looking at chicks where you're like, ooh, I'd bang her, oof, wouldn't bang her. It's kind of the same thing. You're just looking at pictures, and it's unbelievably superficial. It's based purely on looks.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not a commercial for it. If there's that many users, like I've never heard of it.
What would they
it's
need
crazy.
To advertise for if they have users, dipshit?
I mean, if there's so many users, first of all, fuck you.
Yeah, you know it hits when you do that.
I mean,
so that's the extent of your insight on this, huh?
I mean, like, how does let him this finish many
a
thought, people...
man? Come on, give him a little bit. Give him just enough rope to hang himself with.
Jesus, thank you, Kevin.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking around. Come on, dude. Seriously, go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying, if there's that many users...
Well, who knows?
How do people know about it?
Well, I think it's a fairly new technology where I'm sure a website like eHarmony didn't have TV commercials for a couple of years, and now they're fucking all over the place.
Yeah, they got those awful commercials with the old dude.
Yeah, with that old guy. Looks like
this song, Everlasting Love.
The guy looks like Orville Redenbacher, and there's a kid who's supposed to be like his granddaughter, and the whole thing is very creepy to me.
And just his tone of voice, the way he points at the camera, is like, let us find you, the right one. It's like, oh my God.
The whole concept of eHarmony to me is off-putting. Like The whole concept of eHarmony is people who are like ready. It just seems weird to me to put yourself in a position where like I'm someone who's so desperate to be in a relationship that this is what I've resorted to.
What's weird
where
to
Tinder
me
has nothing to do with that, and that's the only reason I was able to get into it.
I feel like I see a lot of girls' profiles on Tinder though, where it's like if you're just looking for a hookup, swipe left.
Or have a boyfriend, Thea. Yeah. Or have in a relationship, have a girl. Like there's all kinds of little shit there, right on there.
Hey, I don't think it's really.
But that's what I wanted to talk about because it's so funny how many things, because every guy has to be different, where you'll just immediately rule them out. Like, it's a picture of a girl with her kid. I'm like, look, later.
Yep.
Even if it's like your nephew, I don't care. You made that your picture, so you're out of here. You're done.
I also, blurry profile pictures suggest to me like they're trying to hide something. Like, nope. Or a picture is just at the face. Nope.
Yep. Because you can have as many as 6 pictures. And if you're swiping through and it's a girl with only pictures of her face, but she looks pretty hot, if she doesn't show any kind of full body recognition in there, she's probably a grande.
You had to use that term, man.
But it's probably a safe assumption.
Yeah, I just feel like if we have any female listeners, they probably just shut off. But
yeah, well, this week, I actually last night, I met up with the chick.
And how did it go?
It was very nice. It was very lovely. I was actually texting Andrew up until the moment saying, dude, if this ends up being a dude or a grande, it's going to be a great story for the show.
I didn't think it was very likely it would be a dude. Like, no, unless he was waiting for you to leave so he could, like, run up behind you and bludgeon you or something.
Wasn't one of those catfishes, Andrew?
No.
Sorry, I had to throw it back to that. No, actually, she was even more attractive in person. I was astonished.
And you could hold a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very fun.
I remember my first one being very fucking awkward, but now... Now it's no thing. You know, you show up and you can talk about the fucking weather for an hour.
Yeah, no, it was great. So. She was from Louisiana. She had like just the slightest bit of like a New Orleans Southern accent thing going on. I liked it. That was hot.
She ever been with a black guy?
I didn't ask that. I didn't talk about anything sexual. You're meeting a fucking stranger at a bar.
Did you ask her, do you want to suck on my crawdad head?
No.
No.
But I told her I would give her my etouffee. I don't even know what that means. I just thought of anything that was Cajun related.
There has to be something more appropriate in the Cajun lexicon that you could have used, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, well.
Maybe I got some crawfish. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
And you were telling me about this a few minutes ago, and it sounds like there was kind of a disparity in the financial circumstances between yourself and...
Oh, I was expecting that. I knew I was going to get fucked on that. I don't know how you aren't fucked on that all the time with the plenty of fish situation. Yeah, but we went to a bar in Uptown, and yeah, it was like $45 in drinks.
I make pretty decent money.
I don't make a lot of money, so. Yeah, but still, you even said that most of the times you meet up with the chicks from Plenty of Fish, you don't have to spend a lot of money.
I usually try and pay, and you know, most of the time they're pretty receptive to it. In fact, if they insist on paying, that's probably a bad sign.
Well, when I was there, she was like, "We'll just split it," but I'm like, "If I was like, oh, okay, then obviously I'm a fuckstick."
I wouldn't say necessarily a fuckstick. You could have told her, like, I just graduated from college. I've got my first real job. I'm kind of starting out.
Maybe on a second meeting I can pull that out. But a first impression?
Well, but now you've set the precedent. Now if you do this, then she's going to think you don't like her.
Plus, remember, my job sounds like it's sexy. Like, people think for some reason that you would make money at it. It's just, you don't. It's cool, but I don't really have money. Exactly. I didn't want her to know that. I don't want her to know that I'm fucking poor.
Well, so what's your solution, Kevin? If you keep on dating this woman and she keeps on going to nice places, are you going to...
No. We had the first impression. We hit it off very nicely. I paid for the drinks, for the large drink bill. So if we go out again and she suggests we split it, then maybe I'll be more receptive to that possibility.
And if she doesn't?
Well, then I'm fucked. Obviously.
Hey, I think you may have backed yourself into a corner in that aspect.
It could be. That could be. She obviously made more money than me because she lives in Uptown. She
kind of
drove
a
much nicer car than me.
Car, though. I mean, at a bar in Uptown on a Tuesday?
No, I think that's the way to go if you have a couple bucks on you. Isn't parking is such a pain in the ass in Dallas, man.
But it's like
especially 10
bucks,
Uptown.
Isn't it?
No.
And then aren't you supposed to tip the valet?
I think it's usually like $5. And then you're supposed to tip, yeah, a couple bucks.
I don't even carry cash anymore. Like I
exactly. That's why I didn't valet, because I had no cash. Plus, I was there early, so I knew I could find a place to park. So I parked in a garage. It was an apartment complex that said visitor max 2 hours. So I knew I had, you know. And most places don't even check that shit. Like, we have one of those in the topside parking at work. Nobody will ever tow you.
Although, I was in Addison a few weeks ago.
But in Dallas, you got to be careful.
I tried to park in the parking lot of El Phoenix or something like that. And I was just going to walk to the bar. But, like, as soon as I got out of my car, a guy ran over from El Phoenix when he saw I was walking away. He's like, hey, man, El Phoenix only! And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I just kept on walking. And I saw him writing down my license plate. And I
so you went back and you moved? You should have gone and had a drink at El Phoenix. What were you doing anyway?
Well, I couldn't exactly call my lady friend and be like, hey, why don't you come over to El Phoenix instead? I don't even think they have a bar.
Really? El Phoenix doesn't have a full bar?
I don't think so.
Dating is rough, man.
Oh, yeah. When she tells
I've never
about
heard
your
you
dating
ever
experience.
Time, any time discuss
I've never
like
even heard Ryan tell
dating.
A story about getting laid.
I don't know. Apparently it happened when you were 17, which beat everybody on the show, but has it happened since then?
I've talked about almost shitting the bed while banging abroad before, and you've never even talked about getting laid.
I don't have stories.
Oh my god! Of course,
it's like a bag of sand. She was so nasty. Always yeah. being like, "Let's screw
down with sex all the time." Let's bang. Let's screw.
Well,
that was actually is really funny. That line of 40-year-old virgin when he's saying "fuck" almost has a double meaning. When he's like, "Let's screw. Let's fuck." Like, he's almost saying "fuck," but also saying like "fuck." I got no stories. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from you right now, man. Why don't you want to tell a good sex story? Nothing coming to mind?
I just feel like it would just be like Silence of the Lambs all over again.
No, this was solicited
yeah,
from
you. Yeah, I actually, I went to you.
And when you do go
I
to
did
me,
you a
you're
courtesy,
like,
you know, because I thought maybe you were feeling a little salty because of the way we were in the first half. So now no, I'm trying to include you.
No. I mean, when you come to me, it's just like, okay, now you.
See, this is being an air whore. This is exactly what he's talking about.
That's right.
Rather than simply living in the moment and sharing a story with us, you've now made it so we have to engage with you and give you airtime to explain.
He won't admit that he's soliciting airtime. He really is. He's trying to...
I'm really not. I'd rather you not come to me.
Except when he's got something to share about, like, Anthony fucking Hopkins or
look,
useless
any male who's been sexually active for a couple of years, you could be sexually active for a week. You probably have a funny sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Well, so I want to say your assignment for next week. Think about
encounter.
Yours. Yeah, even Corey's made-up one was reasonably entertaining.
Look, I'm just... I'm not...
Nobody spits a load into the pool, Ryan.
Jesus Christ.
As if that was the most unlikely part of the story, but still.
I don't really remember the story that well.
And then she moved away, guys. Aw.
I don't really remember it that well.
She goes to another school.
I would much rather rag on Melissa than Corey.
I would like to say I'm definitely not being an air whore. That is not my intent.
No, this what you're doing right now, not at all being an air whore.
Yeah, maybe you just don't see it.
I really hope the mic picked that up and it wasn't just me.
Look at the volume of text messages I've received from my mom during the last... That's like a whole page worth. I don't even want to know.
So why don't you share some choice ones with us?
I wanted to talk more about Tinder, man. I swear, I could talk forever about that topic.
What else would you like to share about Tinder?
Things that instantly make you pass on a chick. Because, I mean, come on. You and I aren't the most picky guys when it comes to attractive women, but most of the time you're going, nope, nope, nope,
I will
nope.
say, yeah, I'm looking no... No large broads.
Right, but if you see a pic where a girl, I mean, because this can definitely happen, a picture of a girl's face where her facial features are make her appear reasonably thin. So you'll click on her thing and swipe through her other pics,
yeah.
And then if they're just all her face, then you immediately pass.
Exactly.
Or there may be one of her full body, but you can tell it's just one that she picked because it makes her look skinny. Like a profile pic,
and
like
a
another
lot of
girl. Time, she's
if
like,
it's at an angle,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Especially like if the boobs are kind of hanging out, then you can tell. Well, okay, you're trying to cover up something here.
Or if it's her with another girl, but it's that pose where girls do, where they're like facing each other, embrace, yeah. And you're like, you're just doing that because your profile makes you look skinny.
That's another thing. If I swipe through like three pictures, and maybe there's like two hot girls. But I can't tell which one is supposed to be referring to.
But if they're both hot, it's all good.
Exactly.
But if you sweep through and it's like six girls in every picture, I'm like, fuck you. How am I ever supposed to figure out which one you are? You obviously don't want me to know which one you are. You wouldn't have selected those photos. Because it gives you one base picture, and then you can rearrange everything else, like the other pictures. So why would you do that? Why would you want them not to know which one you are?
Hey, it's misdirection.
It's misdirection.
And how is that going to play out anyways? Like, if you're... If you show up and the guy like is like, wow, you don't look at all like I thought you'd look, is that really going to end well?
No, that's why I think. Why would a girl want to deceive a dude? Why make a dude think that you're skinny and then show up and be fat? That's just not going to play out well for you.
I know.
That's just going to make things bad for everyone.
Some dudes are into that shit.
Well, come on, roll. Maybe she just wants to get something going, no matter what.
That's not how it works, though, man. I mean, I've got to be at least a little bit attracted to a girl, or really nothing else is going to click.
You want to see pictures of the chick that I met last night? Sure. I mean, because there are ones
where... I've already seen pictures. Did you friend her on Facebook last night?
No, that's a different girl. I go to school with that girl. She's really cool.
She's got good pictures, too. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
I think I know what you mean. But
anyway, this girl is definitely very attractive, but you could tell that it's a possibility that maybe she was being deceptive. No, I'm glad it didn't happen to turn out that way. But yeah, see, she's very cute. Good pictures. You would think that she was skinny from her pictures. I was pleasantly surprised to find out she was actually skinny. But, I mean, it could have gone the other way. You never know. This could be a six-year-old picture, for all you know.
Actually, yeah, the picture is she doesn't have, like, a bathing suit shot or something like that. I mean,
no, but whenever there's one of those and it's money, I instantly like it. But you actually specified your age range with I haven't. And that's so annoying if you don't, because you'll get a ton of chicks who maybe they think it's funny. I don't know. Their age, like, I guess they changed on their Facebook. Their age is like 100 or 99 or whatever. But they're young chicks. I'm like, if I don't know your age, I'm getting rid of you. For all I know, you're fucking 18 years old or something. And I don't want to deal with that. One of them,
it was 18. And, like, I looked down a little bit at her profile. And it says, actually, I'm 15. It's like, nope.
Oh, my God. How gross.
I know. Imagine being a parent and your 15-year-old child is on Tinder. Jesus.
Damn, I had another good thing about the age. I forgot what it was. But sometimes
I know you and I had a bit of a discrepancy as far as what we would go for. Kevin here, I believe you specified like 22 to 30, 21 to 35, correct?
I've included 20 in that now.
20 to 35.
Because I see so many hot 20-year-old chicks. Plus, a lot of the matches I've got were 21-year-old chicks.
But how old was the girl you actually met, though?
My age.
Okay, so.
Exactly.
I think reasonably, 21-year-olds have a lot of people after them. Maybe if they're into older dudes, they'll go for you, but I don't want to embarrass myself sending messages to 20-year-olds being like, hey.
No, plus you think, I mean, if you ever met up with a 21-year-old on like a blind date type status, there has to be an experience differential there as far as your status in adulthood that's
absolutely
enormous.
Hey, I told you the...
Trying to make conversation with a 21-year-old girl I think would just be awful if I actually met up with her. I would have to just be so full of shit.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just the way it is, man.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
21-year-olds are like
22-year-old last year, and she was talking about like, yeah, when I graduate from college, I'm going to take like a year off and go to Europe. And I kept on wanting to tell her like, that's a really fucking bad idea.
It's a terrible
idea.
No,
go find a fucking job.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be that guy, like, because then you sound like her dad or something. And
that's, yep. It's a weird setup. But a lot of these scenarios are you'll match with a chick and you'll send her a message. It's like, hey, what's going on? And no reply ever. Just never. I have probably 7 of those right now in my match thing that just nothing ever happened. But you obviously have to do the reach out. I mean, you can't wait for a girl to message you. That's never going to happen.
I had one girl message me, but it's
I've had one as well.
And I was like, nope.
See, mine turned out it was her main picture was a picture with her and another chick, and I thought it was the other chick.
Oh.
And then, because I didn't know at first, I just started that you could click on it and swipe through their other photos. Mm-hmm. And so I like assumed it was the hot one.
Oh,
and then
so you
like I swiped
were
through
going
and was
by
like,
the first photo?
Fuck. Yeah, I was only going by the first photo.
Man, that's rough.
I'd never tried it out before. And yeah, that's what I went on.
Man, you ever like find out that you're like a chick matches up with you and you're really excited because she's really hot and you're like, damn, she's really hot. And then you send her a message.
The hot ones, smoking hot ones never play out.
It's
terrible.
It's frustrating. It's like, why did you even like my picture?
I know. It's
not,
like, why did
like,
you
waste
like
my
it?
Fucking time?
By the way, did you have anything in your about section?
I put something stupid. I think I put Go Sooners or something like that. And that was it.
Mine's completely blank. A lot of people put like their height in there. I'm like, I don't give a
fuck. I know, it's like, I'm not really going to read this stuff. So.
If you look at my profile pictures, you can tell I'm tall. So
although I have seen some of them that were like really weird and off-putting, and I just like, no, I don't think so.
I thought about putting something that just said like, graduated UNT, work in radio, that's it. Something like that.
There's actually, that's another thing, is that they've got like, God is very important to me. It's like the very first
thing. Yeah, dude, that's another one, absolutely. Yeah. Or if they have a bunch of pictures with their pet, I'm like, you're weird. I don't
or
like
must love dogs or something like that. Like, it's weird to be this you know, caught up with your pet. Forget that.
Oh, but so, man, we were talking earlier, and you totally agree with me. It's really weird when the front runner picture that comes up is her with another guy. It's like, why are you even on here? That's like your fucking Facebook picture. Or a lot of them are girls in their wedding dress. And maybe they have it because they think that's when they look really good, and maybe they're divorced or something. I don't know. But why the fuck would you put yourself in a wedding dress as a picture on Tinder?
It's very off-putting.
It's very off-putting.
It's very weird. You found one of the hookers on there.
I finally found a hooker. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Andrew brought this up on last week's show, and I thought it was very weird. And I went the entire time, almost the whole week, well, since Sunday, without ever seeing what he was talking about. And then finally I got one. There are definitely whores on there. It will be a normal picture, and then you swipe to the left, and it's like a down picture of her ass and underwear, and then another one of her like laying on a bed or something, and it says like, call now, but you're right, the rates are very affordable.
I know, I was shocked.
If I'm looking at how hot that chick was, and it's like $30 for a half hour, I'm thinking, dude, or $40.
That's not bad, I can get
off
twice.
If I really needed to get late, yeah, that's a marathon.
I thought it was weird how many of them advertise girlfriend experience. I guess they know their audience, but if I'm going to pay you to have sex with me, I don't want you to pretend to be my girlfriend.
No, yeah.
No, I want you like to get it done, then maybe watch TV for a few minutes, then do it again, and then you can leave.
If I'm going to go creepy, if I'm going to get weird with it, if I'm going to bang a stranger for money, I don't want there to be any I want you to get the fuck out. Exactly. I'm going to forget that that ever happened immediately. It's just like jerking off. I don't want to, you know, I don't lay on the bathroom floor and be like, I want to forget this ever happened. I clean up all the evidence and go back to my normal life. I think that's exactly the way it is with a horror. I wouldn't want to cuddle with you afterwards.
Is it weird that I think that sounds kind of awesome? You know, Friday night, you get off work, like, $40.
You talking about the jerking off or the whore thing?
The whore thing.
Yeah.
Come over for, like, half an hour, and then, like, all right, I'm good. Crack open a beer or something like that.
That might be cool, but how scummy would you feel the next day?
I feel terrible. It's why I haven't done it.
I think I would have to be drunk to actually do it, to actually pay a chick to bang me. Except the problem is, if I was sober, I could knock it out in 5 minutes and be like, here's $12. But not that I would actually do
you
that.
You think they
but,
give discounted rates?
Yeah, for the length. But
be
I'd be
a
like,
one-pump chump. If like, here's
drunk,
$10.
If I'm drunk, I might need the whole half hour. Still, $40 for a half hour?
It's not terrible.
That's still less than what I spent on drinks last night.
Oh, and think of it now. What did you get out of that?
Yeah. I mean, the concept of it is great. Kevin's, I just don't know that I could ever actually pull the trigger on it.
Does she know that you're on the show?
Yeah.
Is she listening right now?
I don't know. That's a risk I'm willing to take, Andrew.
Well, I mean, you haven't said anything negative, certainly.
No, absolutely not. I have nothing bad to say about her. She was very, very lovely.
You know, actually, if you keep on going out with her, will you bring her on here? I want to hear her thoughts on Tinder. I want to hear how it is for girls.
No, because we talked extensively, and I feel like she got like my kind of personality and the type of guy I am. And I remember her saying, like, yeah, I know, I'm definitely not going to want to listen. I'm not going to ever listen. I'm like, that's good. People tend to look at me different when they listen, so I would prefer you not.
That's kind of cool.
The only girl I ever dated who liked listening to the show was Ashlyn, because she understood me better than any girl ever. That's just a fact.
Shit just got real.
Why is that real?
Why did you do that?
Well, why did you want there to be silence?
Because I think it would have been very uncomfortable for you, and I think it would have been hilarious.
Oh, what, you think I would have let that ride? You think I'm going to let silence play out on my show at my expense?
I think it would have been hilarious.
Well, it wouldn't have happened no matter what.
Yeah, it didn't happen because Ryan was here.
Well, that is a fact. You probably got that type of feeling just from hanging out with the two of us. She was extremely accepting of my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a bummer. Things don't
always
work out. Yeah,
I quoted he just did it again.
It's all right.
You
it's
and
right.
I are having a conversation.
It's all right. It's all right. No, let him slide on this.
Okay. I quoted Step Brothers my Facebook status today, and almost immediately she likes it and then
probably commented
up with the
something
quote.
Else. Yeah.
I was impressed.
What was the quote?
When I grew up, I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Ah, right.
And she quoted, shut the fuck up and quit being a dinosaur. So I'm like, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking dinosaur and get a job. That was it.
I think there's been like at least more than once that you and I sat and watched an entire movie all the way fucking
through. Oh, absolutely. I also made a status update saying, are the bonita fish big?
Well, they're what's called a
trophy fish.
So, yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, Ryan is basically John C. Reilly in that movie. Like, what's this guy's deal? I don't know, Kevin.
I don't know, son. What's this guy's deal?
Yeah.
Man, see, I thought I had a ton of topics this week. I thought I was going to have to be constantly going down the line. I think we talked on maybe two. I just knew Tinder. Tinder is fascinating to me. I could talk about it forever.
And see,
I can't
thing,
even
I think
explain
it's going to keep on growing. It's
why are so many people on there? Like this girl that I met last night was very sweet, like pretty, like had like, everything going for her. Why the fuck? And I would think you and I, we're pretty cool dudes, right? We're not.
I used to have
douches.
A really like big stereotype about online dating. It's all like yeah. serial killers and losers, but
This is something.
No, I think it's just the way things are now.
It doesn't have a stigma connected to it at all.
No, not at all.
I remember talking to Anne, and I was telling her like I'm a little embarrassed. I started fucking around the Tinder app that Asia was talking about. She's like, "Oh my god!" Every time I have a free moment, I get on there and I'm like, shoo, 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 new pictures. Like, yeah, it's fun.
Hello, Anne.
I don't know what. I honestly don't know what's more fun. Flipping through the pictures or when you actually get a match. But they're all very...
You get like this little like, ooh, yes!
Yeah,
like, ooh,
yeah.
Get a match.
Like somebody thought I was attractive.
Exactly.
<feel very
Yeah.
cool.
laughs> Oh, man.
At least I'm aesthetically pleasing, if not anything else.
Now, that's the thing
in
is
my
like,
life.
Now I'm worried if I actually had a girlfriend though, I think I'd still be flipping it up and just going through there just like, what else is out there?
Well, some people were telling me, well, it's sad, you know, if you're like fat or ugly or something and you never get any matches and it's depressing. But no, I think there is... an unbelievable volume of fat and or ugly people who are on there. There will always be matches happening, regardless of what you look like.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I mean, even Ryan could probably get a couple matches by the end of the night.
Ooh.
I'm just fucking with you. Just trying to get a rise out of you. No, I like the beard. I think it looks good on him.
You know, I know you don't watch... You're into sports, but you don't watch professional wrestling, but you should look up a guy named Daniel Bryan. You kind of look like him with a beard.
I'm going to look that up, because anytime Andrew says somebody looks like somebody, they never actually look like him.
Okay.
I would look it up tonight, but we don't really have time. Especially if you guys wanted to go get food.
Yeah.
All right, well, on that note, I'm ready to go ahead and call it. Are you still upset? Come on, we had a good... Don't just not say anything.
They can't see... The audience cannot see you raise your hands.
You got to put me on the spot every time I say something. I'm automatically fucked.
You finally got a chance to be a second co-host, and you... This is what you're doing with
No, don't listen to him. We'll talk later. All right, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my acting co-host for tonight, Andrew Egren.
Like me on Tinder, Internet.
And the sub-co-host for this week, our producer, Ryan Scharfenberg.
Yeah.
Sub-co-host is right.
Jesus Christ. Hopefully we'll have a full deck next week. But who the fuck knows? This week really, really threw me off, man. I'm just glad we were able to pull a show together. Thank you guys for coming in.
I think it turned out better than I would have expected.
So. I think so, too. We'll have more Tinder talk, updates, all kinds of stuff coming up for you next week. I'm going to have a bizarre food and a new bit. So make sure to check us out next Wednesday. You're listening to The Status Bro Show.